views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Shine On Radio. Yes, you heard correctly. I am Kelly Wadler, the founder of Shine On Movement and Shine On Radio. What is that? What is this whole company I've created? Well, it is a mission I have to create a movement where people start to celebrate who they are, celebrate the skin they're in, and build the confidence in order to follow their true calling. So within my own practice, I see brilliant, powerful women who are ready to feel that confidence and that inner shine, and then take it to the next level, see where their big dreams are. In terms of this show, I bring on awesome guests who inspire us and give us tips and tools that come from their toolbox to help us shine. So today is super fun and super magical. So one we have, it's a Monday, which Mondays are always cool because even though the energy tends to be sometimes, down and out because we're starting a new week, I see it as opportunity to try on something new this week or to implement a change that you want to try one step at a time or clean up nutritiously what wasn't working over the weekend. It's a great day to kind of clean slate and keep moving forward. Our show today is about being silly. And there is nothing I love more than, and the best times I feel the most alive is when I'm like really feeling silly and getting into that inner child, imaginative, free to express myself, inner child self, where, you know, when we're kids, you know, when we're first, you know, exploring and using our imaginations, no one could ever tell us we're wrong. No one ever could tell us that idea isn't correct because we're allowed to be and express and be children in that way. However, as we become adults, we tend to lose that in fear of being silly or fear of being wrong or not liked or not cool. And today we're going to go into that. I have to bring up my father a little bit. I'm very close to him, and he's in the finance world of all things, yet he has found a magical way of having still, and I know it's surprising coming from the financial world, but he has tapped into his own inner child in a way where he has this heart of like a 9-year-old kid that sometimes I'm like, Dad, enough, but other times I just look at him in awe because though he has this demanding, very financial, crunching numbers, high-pressure job, when he comes home, it's all about that inner expression and that silliness and not taking things too seriously. And that ties into what we're talking about today. We have an incredible guest on, and get your phones ready because you're going to be able to call in or go on to the live feedback online and ask her a question. Her name is Allison LeBrun. She is an intuitive play coach who works from clients all over the world to support them in creatively pursuing their unique potential and gifts. She really has, you know, found this mission to create an acceptance of silliness, create an acceptance of lightness and finding your inner child and embracing that. She has a whole bunch of training, 19 years in fact, in yoga and dance and body talk and improv and performing arts and energy, coaching, leadership one by one. She has her bachelor's in literature and art and all around total intuitive powerhouse. So without further ado, Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kelly. Oh my gosh, it's so, so wonderful to be here with you and everyone on Transformation Talk Radio today.
Awesome. Well, as my listeners always know, I start with the same question to each of my guests. What in life has led you to find your shine?
That's a great question. I mean, I think it really has just been something that I've always desired. For as long as I can remember, I've always been interested in feeling as vibrant as possible and as much as myself as possible, and also empowering others to do that. And I think just like any other human being, right, life is always happening. So we face challenges in life. And really, I faced some challenges probably growing up just like everyone else. And I always had this knowing in me that no matter what challenge I was facing, I could come out of it, but not only come out of it, but come out of it with a lesson and be much stronger for it. And I was lucky enough to really meet some mentors early on in life and also have amazing parents that instilled that in me. And it just really started to go that way for me. I really took it on that no matter what is happening in life or what challenges come my way, I will just become brighter because of it.
I love that. You know, taking the challenges that sometimes we can get really caught in to, like, why is this happening to me? Woe is me. And finding the light, which is not always easy to do. You know, all my guests who come on have some sort of story or challenge where it sounds like, okay, how did you find the light out of this? Now, I know your company is truly based, and I didn't explain it in your intro, but it's called Uniquely You, and it emphasizes the importance of lightening up. So what was life like before you learned how to lighten up, and why is it important to do so?
That's a great question. I love your question. So life was definitely, I think it felt really heavy. It felt a lot of my, probably about high school years, I would say, or maybe middle school years. I always had this experience like I'm walking around with a gray cloud over my head. And my parents were awesome. I grew up in a really beautiful place, actually, in Rhode Island, one of the most beautiful places in the world, truly. So it wasn't really my environment. But it just was how it felt for me. And I often felt really tired, especially after school. I would come home and it would just feel exhausted. It's just no energy, no inspiration to do anything, which for my personality didn't feel natural. So probably, let's see, when I was a freshman in college, I had a bit of a rough year in just the sense that, you know, you're in a new place. I was living away from home for the first time, facing new challenges. I was really stressed out and probably feeling the most anxious I had ever felt in life. And I think before college, I didn't really know that that's what I was feeling, anxiety or maybe depression. I just knew that for me, I needed to spend a lot of time alone, which I didn't necessarily love, but I just felt that I needed that. And when I got to college, I realized, you know, having other friends, I was, oh, this is anxiety, this is depression. So this is before a lot of the now, you know, prescribed drugs that people receive if you're feeling anxious or depressed. So I was lucky enough to not necessarily really get that option. And so I always turned to moving my body because that's really what I knew made me feel good. I grew up playing sports. Luckily, my dad was a real athlete and he raised me playing tennis and squash, and I ran track. And when I was in college, I started exploring dance a little bit. And then my summer after my freshman year, my dad actually suggested that we go to a local yoga studio. It had just opened on the island that I grew up on a Aquidneck Island. It's called Inner Light Yoga. And this is the first yoga studio where I lived. So this is really the beginning of the yoga wave. Now I think there's 10 or 12 yoga studios where I grew up. But we went together, and I just will truly never forget the experience that I had in my body after that yoga class. I just felt so alive and so vibrant and relaxed. And I think I could really say it was the first time ever that I felt that way. And that was really the beginning for me of a lot of years of studying yoga and a lot of other different movement modalities to support me and really feeling great as much as possible.
You know, I relate to what you're saying so much. I think when I think back on my past and how I felt in those similar age, that high school, beginning of college age, I too have been so blessed with a beautiful upbringing, really incredible, loving, supportive parents. So it wasn't coming from there that I didn't feel good about myself. It was something within me. And I too found an outlet within moving my body through dance. And unfortunately, I took a break from dance for a bit, and that's when a lot of anxiety came about, because dance also correlated with leotards in a mirror, and it didn't quite help that anxiety. So it wasn't until I got older where I really found an outlet through, you know, different types of physical activity to get that release out. Because, you know, lots gets stored in the muscles. When we get back, we have such an awesome show, which you can call in, because Allison can read some energy. She's amazing. So when we get back, I'll give you the number to do that. We want to talk to you. And more with lightening up and some body talk. See you in a bit.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
1230 WBLQ. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
That's a chorus that's really hard not to sing on the top of your lungs. I am known to definitely belt one, or if I had a car or I'm on the subway, that's the one I cry to for sure. You know, a sensitive type. Anyway, we're back with Shine On Radio. I am the host, Kelly Wadler. We have such a silly yet really powerful show today, and it's rather interesting timing, as today is a leap day. It's a leap year, and it's the 29th of February. It only happens once every 4 years. And for all who are listening who are really into numerology and astrology and spirituality, the number adds up to 1111. And we know 1111 as the number that symbolizes self-awareness and deep intuition and your creative visions for yourself. So this day has a super powerful, powerful energy, and it happens to fall in the astrological sign of Pisces, which is my sign, super sensitive dreamer types. So if you're feeling energetically alive or shooken up today, it's in the air. And I couldn't have had a better guest for that, because my guest, Allison, the founder of Uniquely You, has an amazing way of tapping into that energy. So, Allison, please let us know how we can reach you and contact with you. And then for all who are listening, I'm going to give you the number to call in soon where you can get a chance to get your energy kind of tapped into by Allison. So, Allison, take it away. How can we connect?
Awesome. Absolutely. So I would be so thrilled to connect to anyone and everyone that's interested in really expanding and pursuing their potential and their Uniquely You. So you can reach me over at my website, which is www.alisonhlebrun.com. And that's A-L-I-S-O-N-H-L-E-B-R-U-N. You can also find me on Facebook. I'm really active over on Facebook and Instagram. And on Facebook, I'm Allison H. LeBrun. On Instagram, I'm just Allison LeBrun. So, yeah, there's always lots of fun challenges that I put on, and I'm posting free tips in both of those spots.
Cool. All righty. So, those who are listening, the number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You're going to be calling into Transformation Talk Radio, the best radio station around, for a chance to kind of tune in and get your energy read. So let's go into, Allison, what exactly you do and how you help your clients lighten up and find where these energy blocks are within them.
So I call myself an intuitive play coach because I do a fusion of coaching, and I like to bring a lot of play and lightness to all of the coaching conversations, of course, when it's appropriate. Sometimes, you know, heavy, dense things come up, and I really am passionate about, even though something heavy or dense is coming up, that we can still bring a lightness to it, right? So to help it really shift. And I fuse that together with a couple different energy modalities that I've studied, something called body talk, and I'm also studying a new kind of energy modality. And it really is amazing because each and every session truly is unique. It's truly different. Even when I have sessions with clients where we do sessions once a week or every other week for 12 months or 6 months, each session is different because each time a person comes to me, they're really a new person. They're a different person. And I found over the last 10 years of being in the coaching field that sometimes there were things that just weren't shifting with clients and people that I was coaching. And it was frustrating. You know, it was frustrating for them and it was frustrating for me because it's such my passion to want to see people expand. I was also finding that with myself, which is what led me to really going off to study body talk and more energy medicine. And what I learned is that a lot of times, you know, most of the time when there's something that we're not able to manifest or create in our life, it's not because you're not doing a good enough job or you're not trying hard enough or you're not taking enough action. It's actually because there is a block either in your energy or your consciousness that's stopping that from coming through. And that block could be in the form of an emotion, an old emotion. It could be in the form of an old memory, which we refer to as an active memory, so a memory that still has charge to it, an emotional charge. Or it could be in the form of a belief system. So a thought pattern, some people call them limiting thought patterns. And really what I've learned is that all of these, from the age of 0 to 8, we're picking up and observing our environment, the people around us, the general consciousness of society at that time, and what the belief systems are and the emotions are during that time that you're growing up. And what ends up happening is our body either ends up absorbing them or our mind takes them on like it's the truth of how things actually are, and then we find ourselves staying stuck. So when a session happens with me, the first thing I do is I ask a person just to share with me a little bit about where they're stuck and what's going on. And as they're sharing, being that I am an empath, so I'm an intuitive, I'm sensitive, I will end up receiving either feelings, messages, or sometimes pictures that will show me exactly what it is that is having them stay stuck in this problem. And the very interesting thing is sometimes they seem really unrelated. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, really? That's what's blocking me? Oh my gosh, that's such a surprise. And what ends up happening is we do, you know, use a variety of ways to help clear the energy or to help decharge it, so that basically either that thought or that emotion or that active memory is no longer something that's still really active in you. And then that allows you to move forward and start taking new actions in your life. And really what happens, the way I like to see it is kind of like we're all walking around carrying these bags, and they're bags of memories and emotions from the past. And when a session happens, we let down a bag, and all of a sudden we start to feel much lighter and experience the world through a different lens and experience ourselves in a much lighter way, which then will inspire new actions.
And, you know, all who are here with us and connecting with us, I just had a session with Allison, and as you may know, if you've been listening in, I'm about to get married, and a countdown is like, I don't know, 19 days. It's really approaching, and this transformation has been really, really deep for me. Have I been in my head a lot? Yes. Have I found it in my heart as well? Yes. And what it felt like, it felt like just some fear that is stuck. And Allison, we don't really know each other so well on a social, personal level yet, and which was really a true testament to her work, because I can describe how it feels like. I feel like a lot of this engagement process was my little girl coming out, my little girl self of this coming of age and acting out sometimes, and I think she felt a little scared. And when I had my session with Allison, one of the first things she described or saw was a visual of my little girl self in a basement type room playing a game I used to always play as a kid with my siblings, and it was so spot on, and we were able to tap out some of the fear that I was storing, to be expected fear. I mean, a marriage and getting married is a big transition, and I can't even begin to tell you the release I have already started to feel within my body and within my mentality. So Allison, I thank you again, and I really encourage all who are listening to take this amazing opportunity. Call us 800-930-2819 to get connected with Allison. Allison, you know, before we head to our next break, tell me a little bit about what the process of lightening up is like.
That's an awesome question. That's a great question. I think it's a lot like nature, right? You know, the seasons and how they roll. In the summer, the sun is out, we feel light and bright, and then we go into the fall, and then the winter, and oh my gosh, there's a lot of darkness. So I like to think of our bodies and our experience as human beings to really be mirrored a lot by nature. And we all, no matter who you are and what you're doing and, you know, how much training or anything or personal growth you've done, it's just like your apartment. It collects dust. So the process of lightening up is a little bit like dusting. And you know, we could go about it in a really grumpy way, like, oh, I have to dust the apartment again, or just like, oh my gosh, right, okay, I'm feeling heavy. Awesome. That means there's something that wants to release. And it's honestly something that I do every day. I really do. I like clean my energetic body every day just because I know it's worth it. I know that I feel more of me when I do that. So I really like to see it as not from a place of judgment. It's just part of being human.
Mm.
Yeah.
All righty. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to be diving further into lightening up and some of the things, the silly things that Allison incorporates in performing arts. You're not going to believe them. And also, give us a call. You can get your energy read, 800-930-2819. We will hear you or listen right after this break. See you in a bit.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter end. Finding out along the way.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Lido missed the boat that day, he left the shack, but that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio. We are here on this Leap Day Monday with Allison LeBrun, who is the founder of Uniquely You. She calls herself an intuitive play coach, and I isn't that just sound fun? Just saying it sounds fun. We want to give you a heads up. You can call into the show today to get your energy read or type into live feedback with any questions that you have. If you need that number, it's 800-930-2819. And we're talking about energy, how energy can get stored, and how Allison has taken this philosophy of being silly and using your imagination to kind of release that. So with that said, Allison, you, I know, are one that will do ideas that come to you and actually take action on them, like being a bear on a bicycle with balloons. Can you take a little? Can you tell us a little bit about this experiment you did in the heart of Manhattan recently?
Totally, absolutely. Oh my gosh, it would be totally my pleasure. So yes, as a creative, as an empath, like I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there are, I get downloads all the time of silly, zany ideas. A lot of times it happens when I'm journaling or in a conversation with another friend that's really fun and silly. And I had this idea. Well, first of all, I love bears, teddy bears. I grew up with a couple teddy bears, and I love animals in general. So bears are just cute to me. They just make my heart smile. And I love bike riding. And I love balloons, so this idea came to me, wouldn't it be fun to ride a bike as a bear with balloons in New York City, in Washington Square Park? And so I just literally took, you know, my coaching tools would say, if there's something that you're inspired about, schedule it, put it in time, and then tell as many people about it as possible, so that way you can't back out. So I put it on my calendar, my good old Google calendar, made it like a bright pink square, which is my favorite color, and then proceeded to send out a letter to my email list. I posted it on Facebook. This is the date. I'm going to do it here. And I had an amazing client who said, I would love to come and help you out with this. So and a friend who let me borrow her bike, which happened to be a block from Washington Square Park. And then I went on an adventure to find this huge teddy bear. And it happened to be literally two blocks from my house in this cute little store called Fantasyland. So yeah, it was an incredible experience, really. I think there is something about being in the state of play. And, you know, honestly, this is something I enjoy doing, and it is very silly, right? But I think that energy of play can be brought to anything and anywhere. Just like you talked about your dad, he's a guy that has a serious job, but he still manages to find that light, playful side to him. So I see these little performance art pieces that I do in and around the city as experiments and practice for really channeling and harnessing that playful, curious energy, that childlike energy. And then, you know, when my boyfriend and I are in the midst of disagreeing about something or, you know, having a little mini breakdown, I can bring that energy in, and he can bring that energy in. And I have to say, my boyfriend is a really silly, playful guy as well, and it's something I absolutely adore about him, and I'm so appreciative. And friends will often ask, you know, do you guys fight a lot, or is it really hard? And I have to say, there's an ease in our partnership that just exists, and I think it's because there's this energy of play that is always kind of running. It's a current that runs through in between us. So, yeah, so anyways, the day of the bear and the bicycle and the balloons, I went into the city, had no idea what was going to happen, which is another interesting element to it. It was really a practice in going into the unknown and just being with it all. And I had people following me down the street, asking me questions about the bear and where did I get the bear and what's the bear's name. People wanted to hug the bear. I mean, this bear is an extremely cute bear, and you can find pictures of it on my Instagram feed. It's really adorable. So it was just fun to actually even engage with strangers in New York City. I think a lot of people that don't live in New York City, at least before I moved to New York City, I thought, oh, you're around all these people, you know, you're engaging, but not really. People obviously want to keep to themselves walking down the street. So it was so amazing. And then my friend's daughter, who is, I believe she's 9 years old, Zoe, came and she brought her scooter and she dressed as a unicorn. So I rode around on the bike with this huge giant teddy bear strapped to me with balloons. And she was next to me with the unicorn. And it was just this fun, very silly, but absolutely most exciting day, really, I have to say, because there was so much playful engagement that I get to have with so many people. And I think even just that little thing can create a real wave of just joy and love in the world is awesome. So, yeah, so that's the bear on the bike with the balloons.
And very daring at that. I mean, I think one of the reasons why we tap out of that silly playfulness is the fear of being judged about it or getting weird looks about it, as we did or we started to get when, you know, we got into middle school and high school. You know, all of a sudden, you know, those ideas, whether you had them, let's say you had that idea when you were a child too, and then some, you know, one of your friends were like, ah, that's stupid, you know, then you shut down, you shut it out. And so what you're doing to me sounds like, okay, I'm trying to prove a point here that, you know, all these little things that kind of shut us down to exploring this inner silliness is actually one of the healthiest things to actually tap into and release about ourselves. And I think it takes a very daring soul to do what you did, especially in New York City. I mean, I guess in Manhattan people are used to zany people, but, you know, you got a great head on your shoulders, and, you know, you just did that for the sake of, you know, promoting the healthiness of being silly and tapping into your playful energy, which I can only imagine how much it lifted people, and it sounded like it did.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, and I mean, it definitely, for sure, I had moments of wanting to back out, you know, and being afraid, and in those moments is when I use my tools. You know, I have a huge toolbox, pirate chest full of tools, all kinds of tools that can help me, you know, calm the fear or release the fear or release caring about what people think about me, and just keep focusing on that I am really here to be myself, share my gifts, and play with the world. That is my purpose. It's who I am. Mm-hmm. And it just, I think that I've done enough releasing over the years, and the more that I've released, the more I keep connecting to that song of my soul, that dream for my soul that I've always known, right? You know, when I talked earlier in the interview about being a child and knowing, even though things are challenging and maybe things aren't the way I want them to be, I always knew that there's something more. There's like a lighter experience that I could have, a more fulfilling, vibrant experience that I could have. So the more I keep releasing, the more I keep connecting to that song of my soul, which is just that. And whenever I ignore that, I feel depressed. And, you know, I feel down. And so it's just a matter of continuing to choose, you know, that for me, expressing myself is what has me feel excited about being alive, and also being a space to support others in expressing themselves. So, yeah, so for sure, I wanted to back out, and there was times in the day when I was uncomfortable, and I could see people looking at me thinking, you know, just feel their judgment vibes, and I just thought, that's okay, it's not for them, you know, but, you know, that person over there that's running at me, waving their arms and wants to meet the bear, this is for them, you know, this brightened their day, this really inspired something in them, and that's all we can do, right? We can all only just be. I think for a lot of years early on in my career, I wanted to help people so badly, and I worked in social work, and I was a preschool teacher, and it was just, I literally got drained because I was doing it from a place of like, there's something wrong and I have to fix the world. And now I get to do it from a place of, I'm here to be me, share myself, my gifts, and play with the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's another testament to, you know, what you're saying is, you know, some people get stalled about following their dreams because they think they need to please everybody, or that, you know, what if somebody doesn't like that? And that will always stall you, because the truth is that certain people won't like your idea. Some people will judge your idea, and they don't have to be on your team. But there are this other whole side of supporters and cheerleaders that you have when you tap into these things. So for you, it was this free expression. For some people, it might be this, you know, business that they want to open up, but they're afraid of what people will think. And we'll never reach it if we're afraid of someone's opinion on it, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You know, what matters is what it feels like inside for you. You know, and that ties into our impulses. Sometimes I think one of the healthiest things to do. You know, I'll be walking down the street and I'll have an impulse that's like, you should do a grand jeté leap right now. And, you know, and half the time I have to talk myself out of it, and then I kind of feel like, wah, wah. But if I did the leap, as silly as it would be, and people wouldn't get it, or people maybe would get it, it would really boost my energy. I know it would. So sometimes we have those little silly things, like, I'm just going to turn right now. Anyway, when we get back, more with Allison. Again, you can call in to get your energy read if you like. If not, no big deal. She's given something out away, which we'll talk about after the break. If you do want to call in, 800-930-2890. 19 or in the live feedback, ask a question. We'll be back with Allison and Shine On Radio right after this.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your soul purpose advocate.
1230 WBLQ.
Shine On Radio with special guest founder of Uniquely You, Miss Allison LeBrun. And Allison, It always goes by too fast, but we got a whole other segment to make sure we cover everything that we possibly can. I want to make sure our listeners know how they can connect with you. You have also you're giving away five free 30-minute lighten up self-discovery sessions. So if you want to win this, you can take a picture of yourself with the caption lighten up and send it your way to Allison LeBron at hashtag uniquely you. So tell us, Allison, all about how we can connect.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to connect with people that are up to feeling lighter and really living their unique purpose in this lifetime. So hop on over to my website, which is www.AllisonHLebrun, so that's AllisonHLebrun.com, and sign up for my newsletter. That really is one of the best ways to stay up to date on what's happening. I do a lot of free webinars where I give really great tools and just help you to get reconnected. And then the other best way is to like my Facebook page, which is Allison H. LeBrun, or follow me over on Instagram at Allison LeBrun. And I'm so excited about the challenge. Definitely take a picture of yourself, be silly, be playful, be fun, and tag uniquely you, UNIQUELY, the letter U. And the first five people to do that will get a free 30-minute discovery with me.
Ooh, I might have to do that myself because I'll take another one.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. So, and I'm the host, Kelly Wadler. You can learn all about Shine On Movement and me, myself, at shineonwithkelly.com. And from there, it'll send you anywhere you want to go in terms of social media. Alrighty. So let's tie everything together here. You know, we talked a lot about lightening up and, you know, being silly and finding the light in challenging times. But let's be serious. Some days, I know I have them, feel as if, like, you have all those heavy bags on you, that the weight of the world seems to feel on your shoulders, and everything looks rather gray. So what are your tips for those times when the day feels like that and you can't see silliness silliness anywhere ahead of you?
Totally. I can really relate. I absolutely have days like that on the frequent. And I think the very first tip is to just love it. You're like, oh my God, yes. I'm so happy that I feel like 10 million pounds is on me. I'm just so grumpy and I can't get my mind into a happy thought or a positive thought for anything. So it's really just being psyched about that. And then second tip would be always have your banana phone available. So I actually have a fake banana. It's not a phone, but hopefully someday I'll also have a banana phone. But I pretend it's a phone, and I keep it around on my desk, or I have a lot of toys around just because they make me happy, and even when I'm super grumpy. But it's also a metaphor for tuning in. So I say use your banana phone to call your heart. And one way you can do that is just putting your hands on your heart and taking a moment just to lay down on your bed, take some deep breaths, and really just give yourself the space to see, what is it that I really need? What is it? I mean, because when you're feeling that heavy and dense, it's just because there's some energy that's stuck in your body system or in your mind. And you don't really know. Most often we all have habits of things we do. Like, I have this cute little habit of going and eating chocolate when I feel that way. You know, I'm training myself, and every day it's getting better and better, training. And, you know, I work with my clients to train ourselves to tune in first. So placing a hand on the heart, or going out for a walk, changing your environment, right? So seeing something new, go out to the park, or even just take a moment to look up at the sky, or look into a flower, right? So nature, like I said, is this incredible, beautiful system that is just working fabulously and is really self-sustaining and always flowing. So anything nature-oriented, a plant or a flower, just taking a moment to be with it and tune into the energy of that can help to shift. Sometimes, though, none of that works, and I will just literally shake my whole body. I'll just start shaking and tapping with my hands all over my body, shaking and tapping. And lastly, I personally find one of the most valuable tools is yogic breathing. So any kind of pranayama, for those of you out there listening that have studied pranayama, I often do free webinars and will Periscope where I'll share these really simple yoga breaths that can seem really complicated, but actually they're just super simple. And again, they're another tool, something very simple and easy that you can do pretty much almost anywhere, any place, except for maybe if you're in a huge corporate meeting or something, you might not want to break out on a yoga breathing. But even there's some really subtle ones that you can use where if you are in a public place, like on the train or out to dinner with friends, that you can just do and people won't even know you're doing it, and it will shift your energy and really just help the body to start to get back into flow, so that the energy is flowing.
You know what I love so much about what you just said was we're not fighting it here. We're not saying, oh, you know, you're the worst, bad mood, go away, because that's just like telling a toddler to cut it out or to stop screaming, or you know, it'll explode even bigger. So I think the perspective switch of taking those challenging, hard, dense days and saying, I love you anyway, you know, I'm going to feel it, I'm not going to fight you, I'm going to feel through this, instead of being further upset with myself for feeling this way, which only makes it harder. You know, those were great, I think, tools to kind of embrace it, love it up, and see if it works. And if nothing works, you know, tomorrow's a new day, and if tomorrow's not that new day, we try again then the day after that. But, you know, accepting it, you know, just being aware of it, listening instead of fighting, I think is the best way, along with those tips to kind of shake it off. Just like Taylor Swift said, shake
it off.
So as we come up with our final words, one, let us know your website again and how we can reach you.
Sure. Website is www.allisonhlebrun.com, and you can find everything over there. So hop on over there.
Awesome. And listen, Alice and I both love to connect. She's got a challenge going on. We'll be posting it all over our social media right after this, so you didn't miss your chance. If you're not tuning in quite live, you can listen to the recording after. And you can reach me, Kelly Wadler, your host at shineonwithkelly.com. I love connecting with you all, so shoot me a message. I'll be sure to connect. Okay, last question, Miss Allison. If there were any, in, you know, one sentence, a sentence of your offering or your words of wisdom to whoever are listening, what is the first step that they can take in order to embrace their silliness and find the power within them to lighten up?
First step that they can take is find a practice that is helping you to really honor yourself, whether it's working with a coach or a personal practice. It might be daily journaling or daily doodling, anything that you can find that will help you connect into your soul. And from there, it's just about listening. So it's really that easy. It's just that's it. That's what I would say.
Listen, there's a big power to it. You know, the mind will chat at you all day long, but when you sit down and you listen, not with it necessarily within the mind, take a step deeper into the heart, there's a lot to find. So let's all call our banana phones this week, huh? Anyway, Allison, thank you so much for coming on the show. You are truly a goddess. I'll be sure to post all this information for anyone who missed it. I am Kelly, the founder of Shine On Movement. This is Shine On Radio. We will see you here, same time, same place, next week, every Monday. Thank you for tuning in, and have a fantastic week. Shine on, everybody.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.